November elections, particularly presidential elections, have definitely evolved in past years due to the proliferation of the internet, cable news television, Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. Now, voters don't have to go to sleep and wait for headlines in the morning papers to inform them, or misinform them, of the past night's winners. We can stay up late and watch the returns come in from each county, district, and state. And though the 2012 presidential election between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama seemed decided with the count in Ohio, the close voting in Florida had us all holding our breath. Again. On November 7, 2000, the presidential contest between Texas Governor George W. Bush and Vice President Al Gore was too close to call, based on the unfinalized Florida count, which had Bush leading by a mere 500 or so votes out of less than 6 million cast there. Because this narrow margin of victory triggered a statutory recount, Florida did not certify its electors immediately. However, the statute both required recounts to be conducted and winners finalized within 7 days of the election and allowed a party to request a manual recount, which Gore did in 4 counties. During that week, Americans across the nation grew very familiar with terms like hanging chad and dimple chad to describe the appearance of punch ballots in cases in which voters may or may not have indicated their intent to punch beside candidates' names. Those 4 counties with manual recounts couldn't meet the deadline by November 14th, but Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris declared Bush the winner of all the Florida electors on that date, giving the Republican candidate 1 elector more than necessary to win the election. However, with 4 counties still counting ballots, Gore filed a lawsuit, and the Supreme Court of Florida first ordered an extension on November 21st and eventually ordered a statewide recount on December the 8th. At this point, the bizarre election became one which the nation would always remember, as the Supreme Court of the United States issued a stay on December 9th, barring the state of Florida from conducting the recount. Bush proponents argued that the Supreme Court of Florida was violating the candidates' equal protection rights by declaring a recount without any statewide process in contravention of the state statute and the U.S. Constitution. Gore proponents argued that the U.S. Supreme Court was interfering with the state of Florida's rights to enforce its own election laws, a right given to it by the U.S. Constitution. On December 12th, after more than a month without a clear winner in the presidential election of the most powerful country on earth, a divided Supreme Court declared that the Florida recount was unconstitutional. Al Gore graciously conceded, and George Bush would be the 43rd president of the United States. Over a decade and 3 presidential elections later, the country is healed, and we only vaguely remember what a chad is. The Republicans got the Oval Office for 2 terms, but then the Democrats got the next 2. The Supreme Court seemed to be tarnished for a while by getting their hands dirty in politics and seeming to reveal that perhaps individual members of the judicial branch do care about who the president is, maybe a little too much. But the point that can't be made too often or too strongly is that the leadership of the nation hung in the balance but was fully and finally resolved peacefully by legal institutions, not by force. A final decision was made. And though a little more than half the voters and a little less than half the Supreme Court justices disagreed with that decision and the rationale, everyone accepted the result. This is Christine Hurt.